Hello, I'm Caleb Robinson, and I will be recording my father, Caleb Robinson. My first question is, what is the most important lesson you learned in life?
Well, being that I'm an adult, I've learned a lot of things along the way, but one thing I would have to say is that you can make mistakes. Mistakes are a part of life, and you just turn your around and you put your head up and you keep going and you continue to try to be successful. Mistakes are a part of life and everybody does them.
And how did this affect your life?
That you keep on believing in success. I keep on believing that I will get somewhere.
And why do you believe this is inspiring?
I believe it's inspiring because many people will try to do something and maybe the first time it doesn't work out and they'll say, man, I can't do that. But the thing is, you should just keep on trying.
Okay, next question. What is your best quality concerning personality and skill?
What I think my best quality is?
Yes.
I really don't know what my best quality is, but what I think is my best quality in my personality, in my character, my best quality?
Personality and skill.
You know, I really don't know. My own opinion, maybe what people might tell you about me, my best quality. I never stole. No, I stole somebody's car one time. I never gave somebody spoiled milk. Well, maybe I did. I really don't know. My best quality is
like humor.
Everybody thinks they're a comedian, so I can't say that's my answer because that would be kind of. My best quality is that if there was a fire in the house, I would yell fire.
Okay.
I think. I've never been in that situation. Oh,
but
or...
don't you have culinary skills and you have scholarly skills.
You're asking research. Like that?
Yes.
I can't be the judge of that. I guess I do. My best quality is that I'm indecisive.
Okay. So, do you believe you are blessed with a unique spiritual power?
Is this your question you made up, or is that...
This is a question I made up.
You made it up.
Yeah.
And you made it up specifically for me? Do I believe...
Yeah.
I think... I kind of want to think everybody believes they're blessed with a spiritual power, I hope. Everybody believes they're special. Don't they?
Yeah.
Do I believe I have a special power? Maybe everybody has a different special power. You know, somebody might be able to... you know, speak to ponies or something. I maybe have a special power, but maybe I don't even know what to do with it. Maybe I'm using it the wrong way. It's like if I'm holding a bow and arrow backwards or something, or maybe I'm, maybe. Maybe I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. So when would you use this power?
What? When?
Like, when would you use this power? Like, when?
When I'm really in a jam. Okay. When I'm, like, really needing it. I would probably not use it, like, if I'm having a good time and I'm like, man, I wish I could get that waitress to come over here or the bartender or something like that and be like, I'm going to use my special power and send a message. Or, oh, like, I would use it if I was hungry and somebody had food and I wanted their food, I would, like, with my mind, like, tell them to give me their food.
Okay.
And that did happen one time. Maybe more than one time.
Okay.
But it sometimes didn't always work, so.
All right.
So maybe it's not real.
What do you believe the meaning of life is?
The meaning of life...
in your opinion, your perspective.
Yeah. I think it's my meaning of life is my own perspective, so everybody's meaning of life is whatever it is to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say the meaning of life is whatever you want it to be. Because if you strongly believe it inside of you, that's what it is for you. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine there would be one meaning of life for everybody that would apply to everybody. It would probably be the meaning of life is nothing, or the meaning of life is everything. Something like that.
Or 42.
Yeah, some kind of number that you just... Was it the first prime number? No.
No.
Non-prime. Is 43 the first prime number? I forget. This is something special.
Anyway. 33 is the first prime number.
Uh-huh. Are we being timed?
Yes. It's supposed to be 5 minutes.
Oh. So we can chat a little. Conversation street it.
Yes. And do you think you are living the meaning of life?
I'm living the meaning of life?
Yeah. Do you think you...
You know... I think I pursue to live the meaning of life. I think I want to live the meaning of life because I'm sure the meaning of life is like, have a good time. You know, Jesus wasn't saying out there like, make sure you really feel bad about everything. I mean, he was like telling the people like God is inside you. So that's kind of a nice thing. So the meaning of life is bang, if you're a Big Bang Theory person. That would suck. That would blow. Well...
Nihilists.
I would say the meaning of life... You know, if you wake up every day and you're a happy person, that's the meaning of life right there. But if you wake up every day and you're miserable and you're like, crap, what did I do to get here... then you haven't figured out the meaning of life.
Okay.
So winning is being happy with yourself, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you for this lovely interview.
Really? Did we make it? How many minutes is it?
7 minutes.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Okay.